we're going to be reading a biography called Picasso. Follow along in your book as I read the biography out loud. Remember to turn the page when you hear... Ready? Picasso, from the book by Mike Venezia. Pablo Picasso was one of the greatest artists of the 20th century. He was born in Malaga, Spain, in 1881, and died in France in 1973. Picasso's father was an art teacher at the local school. He encouraged his son to paint and draw. He wanted Picasso to become a great artist someday. Picasso's painting style changed over the period of his life more than any other great artist. He was always trying new and different things. The painting at the right was done when he was only 15 years old. Portrait of the artist's mother, Maria Picasso Lopez, 1896. Oil on canvas, Museo Picasso, Barcelona. This painting was done when Picasso was 56. Portrait of Dora Maar, 1937. Oil on canvas, Musée Picasso, Paris. There's quite a difference between the two paintings, isn't there? When Picasso was 19, he left Spain and went to Paris, France. Some of the first paintings he did there look a little bit like the work of other famous French artists. This painting below reminds many people of the work done by Toulouse-Lautrec. Some of Picasso's other early paintings remind people of Van Gogh, Gauguin, and Monet. La Moulin de la Laguette, autumn 1900. Oil on canvas, Thanhouser Collection, gift of Justin K. Thanhouser, 1978, Solomon R. Guggenheim Museum. The Old Guitarist, 1903. Oil on panel, the Art Institute of Chicago, Helen Birch Bartlett Memorial Collection. The Blue Period. Then, something happened. Picasso's paintings changed. His work became different from anyone else's. His best friend died, and Picasso felt alone and sad. At the same time, none of his paintings were selling, and he was almost starving to death. Because of his mood, Picasso began to paint with lots of blue. Blue can be a very sad color. He made all the people in his paintings look lonely and sad. Some people thought Picasso's blue paintings were great. Others, including Picasso's father, thought they were just too strange. This meant his paintings were controversial. The Rose Period. Picasso's blue period ended when he met a girl named Fernanda. Fernanda and Picasso fell in love, and soon a happier color started showing up in Picasso's paintings. This was the beginning of the Rose Period. Not only were Picasso's colors happier during the Rose Period, but he started painting happier things. Picasso painted a lot of circus people during this time. He often painted them with their animals. The Rose Period didn't last very long, though, because Picasso found a new way to paint that was really exciting and different. Family of Saltimbanques, 1905, Oil on Canvas, Chester Deo Collection, National Gallery of Art. Cubism. Cubism was the next style of painting that Picasso developed and made famous. The painting on the left is a cubist painting of one of Picasso's friends. Portrait of D.H. Kahnweiler, 1910, Oil on Canvas, the Art Institute of Chicago. The man in the painting looks like he's been broken up into little cubes. That's where the name Cubism came from. Look closely. Can you see the man's face, what he was wearing, his hands, a bottle, a glass, and maybe his pet cat? Can you find anything else? Cubism is one of the most important periods in the history of modern art. For hundreds of years, artists tried very hard to paint things so they would look real. Then Picasso came along and started to paint people and things that didn't look the way people and things were supposed to look. Picasso was always shocking people. But when he started painting people who had eyes and noses in the wrong places, well, even some of his closest friends thought he had gone too far. Weeping Woman, 1937, Pablo Picasso. Oil on Canvas, Tate Gallery, London. Picasso kept working with Cubism and changed it over the years. It became much more colorful and flatter looking. It also became easier to see what Picasso was painting. In the painting below, three musicians. You can see the three musicians and tell what instruments they're playing. Three musicians, Fontainebleau, summer 1921, oil on canvas, the Museum of Modern Art, New York. In another style that popped up for a while, Picasso painted people who looked more real again. Picasso had just visited Rome, a city filled with statues and monuments. When he returned from his trip, he did a series of paintings in which people look like they've been chiseled out of stone, like statues. Many of Picasso's paintings look funny because of the way he moves eyes, noses, and chins around. The amazing thing about these paintings is how much they look like the real person. Look at the painting of Picasso's best friend, Jaime Sabartes. Does it look like the same man shown in the smaller painting to the right? Portrait of Jaime Sabartes as Hidalgo, 1939, oil on canvas, Museo Picasso, Barcelona. Jaime Sabartes, painted by Steve Dobson, from a photograph by Gilbert Brassai. The thing that made Picasso such a great artist was his originality. He had the imagination to try new and different things through his entire life. Picasso lived to be 92 years old. He was a great painter, but he was great at other things too. He made sculptures, prints, drawings, beautifully colored dishes and bowls. He even made costumes and scenery for plays. It's a lot of fun to see real Picasso paintings. You'll be surprised at how big some of them are. Look for his paintings in your art museum. Most of the pictures in this biography came from the museums listed below. If none of these museums is close to you, maybe you can visit one when you are on vacation. The Museum of Modern Art, New York, New York. Solomon R. Guggenheim Museum, New York, New York. The Art Institute, Chicago, Illinois. National Gallery of Art, Washington, D.C. Picasso Museum, Barcelona, Spain. Musée Picasso, Paris, France. Ape and Her Child, 1952, Pablo Picasso. Bronze, Musée Picasso, Paris. Portrait of Aunt Peppa, circa 1895-1896, Pablo Picasso. Oil on canvas, Museo Picasso, Barcelona. And that's the end of the biography.